This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. You know, a year ago when we went on the air, we were looking not for economic indicators, we were looking for political indicators.
I think Obama kind of stands out to young people because he's won a Grammy Award and for his music and stuff.
That was the very talented PJ, the very opinionated PJ, who was a student in the fifth grade class in Iron Forge Elementary School in Boiling Springs, Pennsylvania, and the student of Janet Kunkel, who taught fifth grade last year and teaches fifth grade this year, who joins us now. Mrs. Kunkel, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, John.
Last year it was looking for political indicators. This year it's all about economic indicators. What's changed in the sort of current affairs section of your curriculum this year?
Well, there's a lot less talk about, obviously, political issues as far as elections, and the kids put that one away really quickly. They don't talk as much about the economy as perhaps I expected they would.
Now, is that because there are troubling things going on at home, or it's just too complicated and boring?
You know, I think it's a little bit of both. I think part of it is, though, that I don't think it has hit Boiling Springs as hard as it has hit some areas. And if it doesn't hit kids personally, I don't think they think about it that much.
Now, last year we really created a relationship with your class politically, and we sort of went at your students again and again to get their views of how the campaign was going. They were very, very involved in the campaign, very involved in trying to convince their parents to vote one way or another. How did that affect your class? Did it get in the way at all?
Not at all. In fact, it's kept a long-term relationship, probably a little more than I typically would have with those kids after they've moved on. I've had some of them get back to me, call back to me, come down and see me, and talk about the whole how things are going after the election and what they think back to and how they became so involved in it.
And Mrs. Kunkel, can you get us on The Takeaway again?
Oh, absolutely.
So do some of the students actually bring economic troubles from home into the classroom from time to time?
Do you know, I have seen so little of that. Again, in our area, I think there's so little impact at this point to them specifically. I'd hear them talking about, you know, we're not doing this vacation this year or whatever it is, but I'm not even so sure they're always connecting that with the economic situation.
Well, here's a student from your class named Kelsey who called our line.
I think the economy is affecting me because we eat out less, we watch our electricity usage, and we have game nights so we don't have to spend a lot of money to have fun.
Now, there's an engaged child. Are fifth graders engaged in what's going on in the outside world, even when there's not an election campaign going on?
They are. They constantly, and a lot of it is kind of what their parents are talking about at home, and they tend to bring that to school, often bringing parents' viewpoints to school. And I think sometimes it's really even interesting to hear them go back and forth between each other because it's probably like hearing their parents talking to each other.
Is this class a different focus group than last year's class, do you think?
Oh, tremendously.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Not nearly as politically involved. Now, this group did come into me when the election was taking place, so I would have thought they would have been very embroiled in it.
Well, it varies so much year to year. Well, stay with us. We want to talk about what kids are bringing to school that comes directly from the headlines. Janet Kunkel teaches fifth grade at Iron Forge in Boiling Springs, Pennsylvania. She'll be back with us in a moment.